global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. The S&P and NASDAQ are faltering, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average is still above an intraday record. Investors had speculated on industries and companies that stand to benefit from Donald Trump's election victory. We check those markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 now is little changed. NASDAQ is down over 1%, down 58. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 8-tenths of a percent, up 148. The 10-year is down 10 30 seconds. The yield 2.08%. West Texas Intermediate is down 1.3% at $44.69 a barrel. COMEX Gold is down 9-tenths of a percent at $12.62.70 an ounce. The yen 106.72. The euro at 108.76. The pound 125.12. Let's look overseas. The FTSE down 1.2%. The DAX in Germany down over 1/10 of a percent. And the CAC in Paris down 3/10 of 1%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Pim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
I want to bring in Mark Lewis, CEO of Formation Data Systems. We talk a lot about all the policy changes that are coming. We don't talk as much about how technology can play a role in that. And Mark Lewis has a background, an extensive background in technology. Before being the CEO of Formation Data Systems, he was a former chief strategy officer for EMC. So, Mark, how do you think the conversation should change with respect to how technology could be applied in some of the hot button areas like education and healthcare?
Hi, Lisa. Great to be here. And I think, you know, we've had a kind of a long and prolonged debate and a lot of different politics going on, and we have an outcome now. And I guess to reintroduce technology into the debate a little bit is to say that, you know, if you look at what technology's been able to do across industries and keeping costs low and delivering new productivity and delivering new, you know, capabilities for people, the two areas that have been the least affected by technology thus far are education and healthcare. And the costs have continued to rise. And as you've seen with our education system, we kind of do things in a traditionalist way.
Why?
So I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if it's institutional, but it's also because it's so spread out, and I think there's not a dramatically competitive environment. Like if you're an automaker, you're competing against other automakers, and you got to make your car better, faster, cheaper, with more tech. I'm not sure, you know, universities across the country feel that same level of competition to reduce price and to deliver necessarily a better education or even public schools. So I think it is up to the government to help embrace just a technology agenda specifically for healthcare and specifically for education to try to improve, you know, efficiencies. If you look at the gap we have today where we need more science and technology education, why aren't we doing things like considering, you know, computing skills as a second language for young kids, changing our curriculum to match what we're doing, you know, what we, the needs of the next employee base are? I think we're missing that. We're talking a little bit too much about vouchers and this and that and not getting at the productivity side.
Can we just get into a little nitty-gritty having to do with Formation Data Systems, Mark Lewis? Because and just want to mention that you can be followed on Twitter, of course, at ML62. I'm not going to ask you about the 62 yet. Tell us a little bit about the company, because I know it has backers such as Dell Ventures, and you've raised quite a bit of money. What's the plan?
Yeah, thanks, Pim. We look at what's happened in the industry, and very simply, there's a fundamental, you know, revolution going on, we think, in tech. And a lot of that is started through cloud computing, and a lot of it is kind of indicative of Amazon, what's happened with Amazon.
Store your stuff in the cloud remotely, and you're trying to do what? Dynamic storage.
And it's low cost, and it's simple, and everybody's, you know, it's all the rage. We have all the companies, and you have companies like Bloomberg here, and you have others that are kind of running on all this legacy stuff, and they're not sure they really want to move all of your, you know, your information to the cloud.
No, I'm not gonna tell you what
But you'd like to take advantage of the economics, and so what Formation does is basically let you build your own cloud with cloud economics for you know, larger organizations for businesses that would like to have those economics, simplicity.
So can you give us an example?
Just so that I understand what this is. So in other words, you have the people in place that can actually build the cloud to then make it cheaper rather than having to hire a whole staff to do it.
Right. You have more and more data being created, right? You have this whole Internet of Things. And if you're GE or if you're Bloomberg or you're a media station, you don't necessarily feel that you want to put all of your data into Amazon or Google for video broadcasts or radio broadcasts.
Yeah, well, some companies don't want to have it anywhere.
Right. Banks
except where want to have it where they are.
Different countries want to have it in their
country. What? Could you just tell us an example of a company that you've worked with so we can understand this?
So all companies that buy large array storage today, you know, the companies I used to sell to at EMC or you know, you'd sell through big companies, IBM, all of these companies are struggling with the economics of storage. And what we do is give them a software-based solution that lets them build what looks like is an Amazon storage infrastructure or Google storage infrastructure on their own premise. Saves them costs, saves them effort, and they get to keep the data where they want it physically.
Real quick, in this new era, in the new regime, do you think that the mega mergers in the tech industry are going to have a harder time getting through? Or do you think we're going to see more of them?
I think we're in a period because of guys like us kind of reinventing the world in cloud computing. I think you will see continued kind of adjustment and consolidation in the legacy vendor picture. I think, you know, I've said on record, I think Dell EMC was a good move because it synergizes kind of that place. And you have HP organizing to be a supplier in certain areas. And I think those kind of operational synergies will happen. But it's not driving innovation. So folks always say, will HP or IBM or Dell, you know, be the next Amazon? The next Amazon will come from somebody that none of us know. And it is not someone who's traded on the exchange today.
All right,
we're
going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much, Mark Lewis. He's the chief executive of Formation Data Systems. All right, I want to bring in Amy Morris to tell us what's coming up on politics, policy, and power. You got a busy schedule.
Really do. And, you know, it turns out Russia really was having conversations with the Trump campaign leading up to the election, huh? And we look at the future of federal regulations. The president-elect has said he's ready to get rid of most of them. Can he do that? That and more coming up. Politics, policy, and power.
Thanks very much, Amy Morris. Thanks for listening. I'm Pim Fox, along with Lisa Abramowitz. This is Bloomberg.